Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't know why I did that. I apologize. Probably won't ever do that again. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Read Up On It. I'm your boy, or your girl, depending on who you're asking, Ramel. Nice to be back on our lighthearted vibes. It was quiet in my apartment and in my neighborhood probably for like the last 3 hours, I want to say. I was studying a little bit, and now that I'm like, let me record this episode, New York City wants to act the fuck up. It's like every single siren wants to go off. I live across the street from this bus depot, and it's like, yeah, let's all test our alarm system right now. And it sounded like one of my fucking neighbors just fell down the goddamn stairs with, like, all of her groceries. I don't know what's going on. I'm probably going to have to move to, like, a quiet suburban neighborhood to continue with these at-home recordings. Or I could stop being cheap and invest in a studio. We'll see. We'll see. And if this fucking heater starts acting up again, I'm not. Because, you know, New York City heat, unless you live in a really nice building, when that shit is starting up, it sounds like someone's banging on your walls, or the heater for that matter, with the goddamn hammer. So, let me take a sip of this Pinot Grigio, because that's what I'll be having with this episode. And let's get into things, kids. Well, it's nice to be back. Took a few, I think like a week or two off. And off from this podcast and off from life, really. I was just working, gymming it up, dieting. Didn't really see anyone. You know, sometimes that can be, it's great to have friends. I love all of you, but sometimes I just don't want to talk to anyone. And just process thoughts, you know. I feel like I was doing a lot of processing over the last few weeks. And, yeah, just want to keep the ball rolling with 2020. I hope all of your 2020 goals are in the works, or you're accomplishing things already. And whatever is not bringing you happiness, if anything is bringing you negativity, we're going to do like Nancy Pelosi did to Trump's State of the Union speech. Just rip that shit up, get it out of your face, and do away with it, all right? We're all about positive vibes for 2020. And always, you know, you should always have a positive outlook. So what's going on, kids? Let me take one more sip. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I didn't do it because I don't have one. But yesterday, everyone's going crazy over this making the broom stand up situation, because NASA said something about the polarity of the Earth, or I don't even... Yeah, something with magnets in the earth, I don't know. They was going to be able to make your broom stand up on its own. Guys, I hate to break it to you, but I'm pretty sure I've done this at least 39 times as a child. Like, I'm pretty positive I've made the broom stand up on its own. Now, some of your brooms weren't standing up and you were uploading videos on Instagram. And that's because it looks like a broom from a third world fucking country. Like, you gotta do away with that broom. Some of them brooms look real dirty. Like, a broom is not a lifetime guarantee type thing, alright? You should replace your brooms, people. Some of y'all brooms look like it's been passed down from generation to generation. And that's not how it works, alright? That thing looked like it was harboring so many germs. A lot of your brooms... but it's good to know that at least you're using your broom, you know? But some of them, I don't know, it looked real Amish country. Like, right after you sweep the porch, you should go churn some butter and then go hand wash your clothes. That's what some of y'all brooms were giving me. So please upgrade your brooms. I'm glad that, some of you were able to make your broom stand up. Some of you didn't, which is probably a sign to go to Target and buy a new broom. But I couldn't do the challenge because, again, I don't have a broom. I have a Swiffer. I thought everyone had a Swiffer. I have the dry and the wet one. I was too cheap to buy the 2-in-1 combo, so. And then I do have, like, a little handheld broom. Like, a little dustpan and handheld broom thing, but I don't know. I don't have a broom. It's too bulky. It's too big for my apartment. Whatever. But good to know some of you guys are at least sweeping your apartments. Or are you? I don't know. Anyway, moving right along, kids. This week's just the tip, you know, where I give tips for life, for people to apply, to try to make this world a less insufferable place. So I want to say maybe 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago, I met up with a friend. I'm not going to say who, but hey, friend. And we went out for food. And I know it's just, it's this generation, it's the times, but, and I think I've spoken this before. Please do not make plans to meet up with someone, to take time out of their day, to just sit across from me and be on your fucking phone, scrolling Instagram, responding to text messages, looking at, like, here's a wild thought. You ask me to lunch, put your fucking phone on D&D, do not disturb, and ask me a fucking question. And then I'll ask you a question. Hey girl, who dick you been sucking? Who you been fucking? How's life? You still like your boss? How's your coworker? How's your mom? Remember that funny time in school when we... Something like that, folks. That's how adults meet up and engage in a lunch. Not you scrolling up and down your Tinder for 20 minutes and then on your social media. This is the last time you see me. This year. I just think it's rude. Like, make time to be with the people you're with. You know, relish in that moment. First of all, whatever is on your phone is less entertaining than me. That's... facts. Okay? But it's also just rude. Like, the person's just sitting there, twiddling their fucking fingers, you know, thumb up their ass, and you're just saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'll be right with you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not fucking Michelle or Kelly or Latavia or Latoya Luckett. I want the Beyonce treatment 24 fucking 7. Or however long I'm with you, especially if we're at a happy hour. Like, don't be rude. Don't be a twat. Don't be a cunt. All of that behavior makes you those things. The aforementioned names I just listed. Don't do it. It's not necessary. It's rude. And it's the last time you're gonna see me for 12 months. Alright? So let's avoid that. Alright, kids. I'ma mind their business so you can mind yours. A lot has happened. Like, a lot of things has happened. They just said that Ava DuVernay just sold her upcoming documentary on Nipsey Hussle to Netflix for like a really large payout. They're reporting that it's in the teens, millions. So good for you, girl. But the family of Nipsey, his estate, I guess, reached out to her and said that they wanted her to work on it because they admired her work that she did for the 13th. And When They See Us was so good. I mean, it was so good. But Ava is that, you know, she's that directing bitch. And I mean that in the most respectful way. Not the way Snoop called Gail. I mean it in like the most... adoring way. But yeah, there were like bidding wars from Apple and Amazon and Netflix to secure the documentary, and according to Deadline, she gave that thing to Netflix for a few of them things, a few of them millions. So good for her. Shout outs to Queen Ava doing her thing. This literally just like happened a few moments ago. I feel so bad for him. Poor Jussie Smollett, who is now indicted. It's like a never-ending nightmare for him. By a special prosecutor in Chicago for those alleged attacks that happened back in January of last year. Yeah, the prosecutor saying it was a fake attack, and he indicted him on 6 counts for lying to the police, for wasting tax dollars. Oh, Jussie, I can't even really get into this because... I don't know. I just feel like this was the most bizarre thing, one of the most bizarre things of last year. I feel like, well, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. But to lie about a racist and homophobic attack like that with a noose around your neck, that seems like a pretty extreme lie. But weirder things have happened in Hollywood. I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about this. Like, I wish I was friends with Jesse so I could just get him drunk and have him, you know, have the liquid truth tell me what really happened, but it would be a really sad end if he ended up in jail for something that allegedly happened or didn't happen. I just hope he could avoid jail time. We don't need another brother in jail. We don't need a gay man in jail. You know, it's, although I have told people several times, and I think I said it on this podcast before, that, you know, guarantee that I won't get shanked or catch some, you know, life-ending disease in jail, I'll probably have fun in jail for like a week. I think I said that like two episodes ago. Like, no, you know, handmade knife and hard toilet tissue knife that won't puncture my skin, guarantee that. You know, guarantee that ain't no rats gonna be running in and out of my cell. And I want some fruit while I'm in jail for the week. Don't just feed me crusty peanut butter sandwiches and, you know, stuff like that. I want a little bit of fruit. And yeah, I want only the attractive thugs that have taken up some sort of educational program. You could visit my cell, but you gotta bring proof that you're in some sort of recreational educational program, that you'll get a certificate at the end of your program. You gotta show that. And then, yeah, we can have fun. We can have adult-like fun. But I only want to do it for a week, 7 days, and that's it. But hopefully Jesse doesn't have to deal with that, because I don't really want this man to end up in jail. It just all seems bizarre and unnecessary and so like an episode out of Gay Twilight Zone. I really don't know what is going on with this situation. But God bless him. God bless him. Today's the 8th year anniversary of Whitney Houston's death. And in May of this year, she will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I think it's a great thing that they're recognizing her. And Biggie Smalls, but I think everyone knew that by now. Both of them inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So shout outs to Black people. Black History Month. Solidifying and continuing to push boundaries, even from beyond. Did anyone see that Jessica Simpson interview? First of all, I thoroughly enjoyed it, although it made me cringe the entire time. First of all, Jessica Simpson has given us such great moments in pop culture. From thinking that buffalo wings actually came from buffaloes. Like, could you be any more simple-minded? And then having to have three people thoroughly explain to her why buffalo wings do not come from buffaloes, and she still had this like inquisitive look on her face. Her iconic chicken of the sea moment. I think this girl's just got a thing with like chicken and protein and fowl, for that matter, birds. But yeah, she was on Kimmel like a week or two ago, and first of all, her publicist, I don't know if they can't wrangle that in or they need to put her through some sort of other media training, but that girl needs some help when it comes to live interviews. But she revealed that she was drunk on the Ellen show in 2017. And I went to look back at the episode, and it makes so much sense now. Like, at first, you would just think, like, all right, something's a little off. But that's Jessica Simpson. She's always so aloof and just kind of like a space cadet. A little bit of an airhead, although she's worth, like, $200 million from her very successful shoe line. Some of the shoes are actually really cute. And then some just look like something a woman in the Midwest would wear to, like, Kohl's on a shopping spree or something. I don't know. But go look at the interview if you have, like, 10 minutes and you just want to laugh. Like, if you're on the Stairmaster and you're just chilling, look at the fucking episode. It's literally probably the best thing you'll see today. Yeah. Speaking of another Jimmy Fallon, Janet was on last night, and my God, she looked fantastic. She looks great for her age. Money, makeup, whatever you want to attribute it to. She looks so good. She's going on her Black Diamond World Tour. Now, to be honest, I probably wouldn't. I take that back. I would see Janet just because I feel like she's an icon, and you should probably see the icons while they're still here and healthy. But, you know, it ain't. I don't think it's going to be the same. You know? But, new music. World tour. Her baby's happy and healthy. Just turned three years old in January. Good for Janet. She looks happy. She escaped that man. She started showing a little more skin now. You know, she was. Was she married to him or just dating him? That strict Middle Eastern man that she had the baby with. I don't know if I ever saw the picture of the baby. I don't think so. As long as she ain't dangling that baby off a balcony, I'm good. But shout outs to Janet. She looked fantastic. What else is going on, kids? Diddy. Puff Daddy. Sean Combs. We're still waiting on your response to Mace. So we all know that Diddy, or maybe you don't know, maybe you don't care about stupid shit like this. Well, Diddy was honored at like a Clive Owens Grammy party, his annual Grammy party. He was like honored with some like industry icon award. And he gave this whole like illustrious and heartfelt speech on, you know, giving power back to the artist, blah, blah, blah. And so Mace tweeted the next day or Instagram post and was like, bullshit. Basically, Diddy owns all the rights to Mace's entire catalog. He paid him $20,000 at the start of his career for it, which is like a very low ball number. And just one of those shitty contracts that you fuck your artists over with back in those days. And first of all, everyone knows that Diddy does all of his artists grimy. But Mace is like, you know, basically practice what you preach and be your own people really holding you back. And while Diddy's worth like $600 million, Mace is like, I think he said he's financially secure now, but like he still wants to write to his music, you know, what artist wouldn't. So he offered Diddy $2 million to buy the rights back. And Diddy was like, and you're going to either match what the white man in Europe offered me for your music catalog, or you can wait another 8 years until you're 50, where the rights to your music will revert back to you. So Mace signed with Diddy when he was like, what, 18, 19 years old? Diddy has had the rights to Mace's catalog for, he's going to have the rights for nearly 3 decades unless Mace pays him back the number that a white businessman offered him. That is a case of your own people holding you the fuck back, and it contradicts everything that Diddy said in his speech. Now, some people are like, well, Diddy's a businessman, and, you know, he's always gonna, like, look out for his business interests, but you don't fuck your people over like that, especially the people that, you know, basically attributed to you getting your iconic music accolade at the Clive Davis Grammy party. I mean, literally everyone and their mama said that Diddy fucks over his artists. And I think we all have heard that throughout the years if you pay attention to like R&B music and the whole Bad Boy era. But why you think him and Mary used to be, you know, thumping in the studio back in the day whenever he would executive produce one of her albums? She ain't with the shits. You ain't about to lowball all for me and, you know, get all the glory and get all the checks. That ain't how it works, sis. So Diddy, you gotta do better. You gotta do better. I really think Diddy only cares about himself. I take that back. I do think he loves his kids. You can see that. He does love his kids, but the women in his life he don't treat with a lot of respect, which I don't know how true it is, but I heard a very wicked story about Diddy and Cassie when I was seeing this guy that worked at a clothing brand and he was dressing Cassie and he was like, Diddy verbally abused her and like, he didn't put his hands on her, but he like snatched something off of her, like a necklace, allegedly. I just think raising young daughters, you should want to treat the women in your life a little more, you know, respectfully. I feel like if I was a heterosexual man, I probably wouldn't do stuff like that to women. But I'm just a gay queer, so I don't know. What the fuck am I talking about? But Diddy, you gotta do better, sir. You just gotta do better. What else is going on, folks? I don't know what happened with this Odell situation where he smacked someone's butt. I didn't really follow up with that because, you know, it's Odell. And if you know, you know. I really think Odell. I'm going to say he's fluid. I think Odell is fluid. Oscars were on Sunday. Did you watch? I watched. Oscars are always boring, so I don't know why people make a big deal about that. It would have been nice to see Cynthia Erivo win, at least for song. She was nominated for 2 Oscars. She was the only black nominated actor this year. Renee Zellweger, I don't know what's going on with that face, and she probably was a little lit, but, you know, kudos to her. I like her, but something's been so off with her the last few years. But I love that she shouted out Venus and Serena Williams in her speech. So I was like, yes, I'm here for that. What else? Who looked stupid? Who looked good? I don't know. There was really no standouts for me at the show. Eminem, who, until I found out how old he was, I was like, he has a bare belly and he needs to hit an elliptical or two. But he's 47. I was like, he's earned that belly. Fuck it. He has his money. He's comfortable. Probably the most random performance of the night, but I was here for it. I love Eminem, so it was a good performance. It's nice to see white people when they're uncomfortable, even though it was a white rapper. But some people didn't know if they should like bop their head. Some people didn't know if they should like snap their finger. There was one woman that was really into it. And then, of course, all the millennials, I feel, knew word for word. I was in my apartment rapping word for word, so. And then I was going to watch 8 Mile after, but I was like, probably not, bitch. You got to work early in the morning. So take that ass to bed. People were saying, like, J-Lo was snubbed. She should have been nominated. This was a while back, though. But J-Lo is the most mediocre person. Although I love her celebrity, she's just mediocre at everything she does, in my opinion. But she did wow me with her Super Bowl performance. So that was great. Her and Shakira did that. What else is going on? I haven't really been watching Housewives of Atlanta. It's just been, it's been heavy. And I just feel like while I was processing a lot of things over the last few weeks, I didn't want to take on drama. Whether it was personal drama, whether it was friends drama, family drama, or reality TV drama. Because that stuff can pollute you and make you feel heavy. But I did see on Instagram a lot of the recaps of what had happened. And I've never liked her. I probably will never like her. I'll agree she's entertaining for reality TV, but Kenya Moore is, oh, the devil in brown skin. She is just an evil-spirited person. And the way she treated Tanya, who I love, and I love this new budding friendship with Tanya and Portia. If anyone watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about. It was just so unnecessary. If you guys don't watch the show, you're probably like, what the fuck is he talking about? But Tanya's fiance, Paul, like, spoke to a woman in a bar, and this woman owns a cookie store. So they call her the Cookie Lady, which I think is a very condescending yet funny name for the entire cast to keep referring to her as. So Kenya and Tanya had some issue, and they were like, Kenya was going to passively aggressively address it at a brunch. Cynthia, Eva, Tanya, Kenya were attending the brunch. So Kenya and Tanya end up getting into it, and Kenya is just being, calling Tanya out of her name, being so below the belt. And then she randomly invites the cookie lady to come, and the cookie lady's like, yeah, your man wanted me, basically, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl, if you don't take you and them damn dry-ass cookies and exit, you really should not sell out your entire integrity and your business for 15 minutes of reality TV fame. So I can't wait for the comments to come in ripping this girl a new one. I'm pretty sure everyone's already like clowning her. And the cookies probably aren't dry because Eva said that they were really good and she was pregnant. So who knows if she really liked them or if she was just, you know, pregnancy brain. Who knows? But I will just say I haven't been watching Housewives like that, but I do love Tanya, and I do love Portia, and I love Tanya and Portia together. Love and Hip Hop, nope, haven't been watching it, don't really care. I've been watching a lot of YouTube, as always. UFC, watched a couple of that. What else? Tennis, the Fed Cup was happening. Serena, for the first time in her career, was eliminated. A lot of, you know, sports critics are saying she's no longer in her tip-top shape. Yeah, no shit. It's called the prime. And she probably is no longer in her prime. Seeing she started when she was a young teen and she's pushing 40 now. But I do think she's going to get those record 24 and 25 grand slams. So I'm still rooting for mama. But I actually got to catch up. I'm not sure if Coco Gauff is still in or if Sophia Kennan is still in. I'll be looking into that tonight. What else is going on, kids? First of all, I said that I was going to work on being nicer this year. Like, surface level and deep down inside nice. Because I am a nice person. But sometimes I have severe resting bitch face. And that gives the, perception that I'm not so nice. But I was gonna especially work on this at the gym, which I have, because there were some people that annoyed me at the gym. Not that I personally knew, but just something about their demeanor just annoyed me. So I would just never make eye contact with them. I would never, whatever, you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But I've since spoken to these people. You know, I made eye contact, which is giving permission for someone to enter your personal space and speak with you. I don't give unsolicited advice at the gym because, everyone doesn't take it well. But, a lot of people be fucking around with them kettlebells and they don't know what they be doing. So I have started, if they're open to it, helping some people with their kettlebell work. Overall, just being nicer, but I was going off on a tangent, but now I'm reeling it back in. Along with being nice, I want to stop being petty, because right now I'm sort of punishing a guy that I was speaking to, and again, this goes back to not letting anyone treat you like Latavia, Latoya Luckett, Michelle, or Kelly. Only that Beyonce treatment, alright? Someone canceled on me last minute. It was like, less than an hour's notice. We were supposed to go out for dinner or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into those details. And they canceled last minute on me. And then they tried to immediately reschedule, but I was already irritated. Because if, I'm not going to go into those details. But I like plan my day around it, so I was going to skip the gym because, I was typically going to work out in the evening on Thursdays. And I was, going to have to skip the gym to go to meet up with this guy. So, I could have been at the gym. I could have carried on with my day, I could have not ate like a baby, eating like a Gerber baby. I could have had my normal meals and stuff like that. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know. If you don't, then just be blissfully ignorant. So, I feel like it was a lack of consideration for my time. And after confirming early in the day for you to cancel last minute like that, yeah, you're probably not going to get the same energy from me again. Because that's my thing. I'm not a dick outright. I just match energy. So whatever you give me, I'm going to give you. But I'm, because I'm so good at being petty, I'm just going to tenfold, you know, make it a little more aggressive. So I've been like curving and dodging. Not dodging. I've been curving. And when I do engage in conversation, it's very dry. It's very one-word responses. Excuse me. I need some Pinot. But then I got up today and I'm like, is this even worth your time and energy to be petty in this moment, or should you just dead it? So I don't know. I'm going to make my decision tonight. I'm going to do some cardio at the gym. I'm going to watch T.S. Madison's new episode of her YouTube show. And then I'm going to process it. And I don't want this taking up any more of my energy. I'm either going to... The thing that I think that's bothering me is there wasn't an apology for the lack of consideration for my time. It was just like, hey, not going to make it. What day are you free? That don't work like that. I don't think Beyonce would roll with that. And I'm not saying I'm Beyonce. I'm just saying you shouldn't let anyone treat you like you're not Beyonce. You should be a priority. Maybe that's just some Leo shit. I don't know if you guys are like that. Maybe that's just some quote-unquote light skin shit. Nothing against skin tones. I'm just saying, you know, there are stereotypes. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see. I really think I'm over men. I'm not saying I'm into women. I think I'm just over, like, dating and casually hooking up. And I have been shifting a lot of my time and energy towards goals this year. So we'll see. We'll see, people. All right, I really don't think I have anything else to discuss. So let's get into that. Sis, you did that. Do you guys know... Hold on, let me pull it up because I forgot her name. I don't even know her. But I've seen two clips of her and she's like incredibly fierce. So her name is Erica Cobb and she's one of the hosts of Daily Blast Live. Now, I don't know what channel that comes on. But she gave two like very poignant and like profound thoughts before. I forgot what the first time she went viral was for, but this one is for like the Gayle King and Lisa Leslie interview. She is so like well spoken, so educated. Her thoughts are so well rounded, and she literally, I mean, it's just so impressive the way she narrates her thoughts and get her point across. So her name is Erica Cobb. Spell Erica and then Cobb, like a salad. And I just follow her on Instagram today, and Daily Blast Live uploaded the clip of her like very passionate opinion on the situation with Gayle King and the backlash that she received. So take a look at that if you're also bored. Take a look at that maybe before you look at the Jessica Simpson Buffalo Wings Chicken of the Sea 2017 Ellen drunk interview. And she had another great clip that went viral a few weeks ago, but slipping my mind. So, sis, you did that. Very, very proud of you, Erica Cobb. Do your damn thing. And, yeah, voices matter. Black voices matter. And black voices in media matter. So, shout-outs to you, girl. And, sis, we got to do better. This week, I'm going to highlight Gayle King. I just am. It doesn't matter, you know, what she says the editing did. The fact is, you put the words out there in the interview, so you gave, you know, editing the material to work with. So I've never understood that, like, oh, I'm going to blame editing, like, philosophy. It never worked with me, and I never believed anyone who said that they fell victim to bad editing. I think Gayle was out of pocket. I do think she had her own opinion on Kobe, and she tried to push that forward in the interview and onto Lisa Leslie. I agreed with everything Lisa Leslie said. Lisa, I've always loved Lisa Leslie. She has a beautiful family. She's a gorgeous woman. She's just a big woman, but she's a gorgeous woman. And I loved her friendship with Kobe. I didn't realize that they were so close, but obviously I would assume her being on the Sparks and Kobe being on the Lakers, and you know, their careers were around the same time. It makes sense that they would be, you know, Los Angeles royalty in terms of basketball and would have forged a close friendship. But Lisa handled it really well. I don't like what Gayle King did, but I don't like how Snoop Dogg retaliated calling Gayle out of her name like that and then continuously saying things. I just thought that was... It was very uncomfortable. It made me cringe. And I just don't believe in, like, speaking down in a derogatory, aggressive, almost violent manner to anyone, but especially women. I just think as a man, you shouldn't do it. I mean, any human shouldn't do it. But it just rubbed me the wrong way. I do think Gayle should, you know, get a foot in her ass verbally from, like, social media and the people offended. But that's just, like, a metaphor. I don't really mean I want a foot in her ass. And I don't want her to get cursed out and stuff like that. I do think she should feel some heat for this interview. But not the type of heat that Snoop Dogg and some other celebrities have been giving her. So we just gotta do better. We just gotta do better. Someone said everyone is attacking black people this month, and it's black people attacking black people. After Black History Month, there ain't gonna be no more black people alive, because we all trying to kill each other. Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj and Mr. Petty and, you know, Omarion and Fizz and just everything. Let's all just get along. You know, we just lost a really big icon, a huge sports icon. We were also lovey-dovey for a few days, and then we were right back to the ignorant shit, so... Let's stop with the name calling. Again, when I call a girl a bitch, I mean it in the most endearing way. It's almost like, hey love, hey sis, hey bitch. That's how I mean it. I don't agree with calling women out of their name in that way. So Snoop, you gotta do better, bruh. You gotta do better. I'm sure he would match that energy with the man. I'm just saying, I don't think it's appropriate to talk to anyone like that, especially as a grown-ass adult. But, I think that is going to be it for this week's episode. A little short episode. I just wanted to talk to the people and let you guys hear my slightly nasally, slightly annoying voice. It's been a while. I'm looking at these plants that I have in my apartment, and I think I should run to Home Depot right now on 59th Street and buy some soil, because probably some new pots, because... They are screaming for some new soil and to jump the fuck out of these tiny ass pots I have them in. They've grown, so I'm not abandoning them. I do nurture them. They've grown though. Growth. That's the point of life. Growth, people. All right. I'm about to get off. I'm about to wash my ass, scratch these balls, and carry on with my evening. I hope you guys are having a fabulous 2020. Be kind. Be positive. Floss. Okay? Some of you need to floss. Get a good daily hygienic routine going on. Some of y'all need to buy some new brooms. Some of them things I saw, again, you know, real Amish looking. And take care of your health, guys. Hit the gym. We can't hide behind those coats forever. It's starting to warm up again. Not that you should be working out to look good in the hot weather. You should be working out for your health. I'm just saying, you know, on the East Coast, we use those jackets as hiding mechanisms. So, spring in a few weeks, baby. Start eating them salads. Start waking up feeling lighter. Your spirit will feel lighter. You'll have a little pep in your step. Do the damn thing, kids. All right, over and out. That's a saying, right? I think that is. All right, kids, it's been real. Bye.